How should I perform ablution?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
No prayer is valid without ablution. No ablution is valid without intention. No intention is sound without sincerity, and sincerity lies within the heart, not on the tongue. And the use of the toothstick for cleaning one's teeth, if conveniently possible.
Bismillah.
It is sunnah to begin ablution with Bismillah, mentioning the name of Allah. We wash the hands 3 times, starting from the fingertips to the wrist joints. We wash the hands up to the wrists 3 successive times. We start with the right hand, washing it 3 times. Then the left hand, washing it 3 times. It is also permissible to alternate washing the right hand, then the left, then the right, then the left, and so on, making sure that water goes in between our fingers. Then we move on to rinsing the mouth and sniffing water into the nose. Rinsing the mouth is done by taking some water into the mouth and swishing it around, then spitting it out. As to sniffing water, it is done by inhaling some water into the nose, then blowing it out using the left hand. It is sunnah to do this thoroughly, unless we are fasting or we fear some harm from it. There are 2 ways to rinse the mouth and sniff water. Doing them together by taking a handful of water and using half of it for rinsing the mouth and sniffing with the other half. We swish the water in the mouth, then spit it out, and then we blow out the water we sniffed using the left hand. We do this 3 times, using 3 handfuls of water. Doing them separately by taking 1 handful of water and using it all to rinse the mouth, then spit it out, then taking another handful and sniffing it in, then blowing it out using the left hand. After rinsing the mouth and sniffing water into the nose comes washing the face. The borders of the face extend lengthwise from the usual hairline down to the end of the chin, and widthwise from 1 ear to the other. It is obligatory to wash all facial hair. Like the light beard, the mustache, the eyebrows, the eyelashes, and the hair that grows below the lower lip. There are 2 ways for washing the face. The first is that we fill the 2 cupped hands with water and wash the whole face with it. From the hairline to the end of the chin and from the right ear to the left ear. If the beard is thick, it is sunnah to insert the wet fingers through it. We do this 3 times for perfection, or twice, or at least once, which is the obligation. The second way is that we take water in the right hand only and put it on the face, then we wash the face using both hands, as in the first way. We do this 3 times. Following the correct order in washing the body parts in ablution is obligatory, and so is washing them in succession, without a break. We wash them one after the other, without changing the order and without interruption. After washing the face, we move to washing the arms. The part of the arms that must be washed is from the fingertips to and including the elbows. We start with the right hand from the fingertips, and we wash between the fingers by intertwining the hands. Then we let the water reach the elbow. Then We wash the left hand in the same way, from the fingertips to the elbows. Next is wiping the head. We wet both hands with new water. Then we place them at the front of the head and pass them to the back of the head, and then return them to the front. There is no difference in this regard between a bald person and someone who has hair. Then we wipe the ears with what is left of the water on our hands after wiping the head. We do this once only. To wipe the ears, we insert the index finger inside the ears and wipe them at the same time we use the thumbs to wipe the back of the ears, thus cleaning the front and the back. Then we move on to washing the feet. The area that must be washed is from the toe tips up to and including the ankles, so washing the heels is obligatory. We start with the right foot, washing between the toes, and making sure to wash the heel, ankle, and top of the foot. Then we wash the left foot in the same way, not forgetting to wash between the toes, and making sure to wash the heel and ankle fully.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
It is sunnah, after finishing ablution, to recite dhikr and supplication, and to add the following.
اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.